Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome to Mama Shar's house, y'all. Be prepared to laugh, cry, pee your pants, or puke, as you just never know what's going to happen. So sit back, relax, and find your frequency. Here's the woman of my dreams, Mama Shar.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back, y'all, to Mama Shar's house. As you can tell, we're kind of erratic with our days and our times because I am trying to cover all of my speakers at the Be Great Conference for October 23rd through 25th in Seattle, Washington. So there's not going to be a common theme with a lot of these topics that you wouldn't know if you didn't know about the Be Great Conference, which is in, it's called Align. So when you start aligning yourself in all the various areas of your life, you're going to find that there's a lot of diversity that we battle with every day. And so all of our speakers kind of cover the diversities of being a woman in business. So today, my guest, I'm going to open up the line. I'm hoping I'm saying her last name right. Correct me if I'm not, baby girl. Lisa Fraley. Is that how I say it?
Lisa Fraley. Yes, Mama Shar.
Lisa Fraley. Okay, let me tell you guys a little bit about Lisa Fraley. Lisa is a holistic lawyer who has combined her years of legal experience as a healthcare attorney in a large corporate law firm with her caring coaching skills as a certified health coach and life coach. She has worked one-on-one with hundreds of entrepreneurs since becoming a legal coach in 2012 to help them protect themselves, their businesses, and their brands through contracts, terms, and conditions. Corporate entities and trademarks with lots of legal love so they don't have to worry, stress, or fear that they're legally naked or exposed. Lisa uniquely believes that legal protections protect both you in practical ways and energetic ways, so she aligns each of the seven key legal steps that most entrepreneurs need as they grow in their businesses with each of the seven chakras. Lisa earned her JD from Case Western Reserve University, her BA with honors from Miami University in Ohio, and became certified as a health coach through the Institute of Integrated Nutrition, life coach through Coach U, and fitness instructor through ACE. She is also a transformational coaching method master coach through Holistic MBA, credited by the AADP and the former president of the Junior League of Portland, Maine. Baby girl, can you spell overachiever?
Hi, Mama Shar. Thank you so much for having me with you today.
I am so impressed. Good for you, girl. I'm telling you, you've got it going on. And I want to applaud you as we spoke, you know, earlier. I've got a little background in the 70s of being paralegal.
Yeah.
And it started out at South Texas College of Law. So I actually got to watch the making of the attorney, right? I was in student services. So I got
it's
to watch him
process.
Come in. Yeah. I got to watch him come in the door just with that bachelor's degree in their hand and hungry for the world. And I got to watch them roll out as attorneys. You know,
wow.
Then I went to practice with them. So I'm not trying to insult you in any way. Please don't take this. I'm just letting you know I have a little bit of background from the before your JD and after your JD. Okay?
I got it.
So now that you know my background, typically you're taught to separate the emotion from the situation, except on your closing argument, right? So how did you pull all this together? I mean, this is an oxymoron to me.
Yeah. You know, you're so right. And it's funny, as you were reading my introduction and you were teasing, calling me an overachiever. But one of the things I have to say is that I've always just been multi-interested in so many different things, as I know so many of your listeners are and those in your community. And so when I worked traditionally in a large corporate law firm doing healthcare law, which I really liked in a lot of ways. I mean, I really enjoyed being a young attorney, and I was very energetic and, you know, eager to learn and eager to please and do good work. But as time went on, it just really wasn't the right environment for me. And I realized there were so many parts of me that I wasn't able to use in a traditional law firm. So that's why I kind of looped it all together and became a health coach and a life coach, and then pulled back the legal side into my work to become what I now call myself, a legal coach and attorney, because it does sound like an oxymoron, but I do believe that the law protects you in really practical ways to help up-level your business professionally and, of course, to cover your buns and keep people from running after you and stealing your work and suing you. But also energetically, it really does up-level your business when you take legal steps, because you feel more confident and more secure every time you put a legal step in place. So I just felt a way, I felt that I discovered a way to bring it all together, and hopefully it's not an oxymoron anymore.
No, absolutely. It makes so much sense. It's like a little deck of cards for me as you're doing that. It's like, I can see that, I can see that, I can see that, you know. But the common theme, when I looked at your LinkedIn account, the common thing is service of others. And I'm beginning to wonder, you know, I had Dory, the founder and director of Be Great Conference, on last week, and it was very obvious that she was made to serve others. And now I come upon you, and everything you've done is to serve others. So I'm beginning
Thank
to see
you.
This theme of alignment at the Be Great Conference might be a little bit deeper than what we thought, just what alignment is. Maybe it is we're all here to serve others. And that's the deal. So when did you know you were supposed to serve others, or have you been recognized it?
Thank you. Thank you for acknowledging that. That really touches me as you see that running theme through my work. You know, it's really interesting, and you'll remember this from being a paralegal. Believe it or not, most young lawyers, like most people, go into the law because they actually do want to serve and help others. They want to speak for others. They want to defend others. They want to defend justice. They want to find justice. Like, it really is, people who go into the law are actually come from a place of wanting to help and heal. It just tends to be that the system is set up to be more adversarial than most of the people who go into it starting off.
Exactly.
I guess it's just been in my blood my whole life, and I had parents and grandparents who were very good role models about community service and the importance of serving others, and that, you know, the whole world benefits when each one of us goes out of our way in a small way to do something to help others. So I think it's in my blood and it's in my genes, and I'm just really thrilled to be able to now work in ways where I can help coaches and entrepreneurs take the right legal steps that they need, but in a really loving way. I say I use a lot of legal love in my work, because I try to make it as you know, not scary, not corporate, not cold, just a really easy, comfortable process to take legal steps to protect yourself in your work.
And do you know how admirable that is? I must say, I never thought about, you're right, you know, the before the JD, when the kids came into the law school, it was, they were ready to do pro bono, right? I mean, it's like,
exactly.
It's to serve. You're right, absolutely. So thank you for putting that spin, because we don't always have a tendency to put spins, positive spins on attorneys, you know?
I know, and that's why I'm grateful, because so many people come to me because they've had experiences with their family lawyer who may be a really good person but doesn't really understand their online work or doesn't understand the online world as an entrepreneur, and I love being able to come from this perspective to make it a holistic experience for them.
That's a perfect way to put it, yeah, you know. So, okay, so, but now that we know that you've been able to marry the two very successfully, I know your keynote speech is going to be the seven chakras, the law. So now we know how and why you married these two together. So now tell us, this intrigues me beyond measure. You have no idea. Because I love the chakras and I love the law. So it's like, all right, I'm ready for this. Could you give us a sneak peek? You don't have to give the whole show, just a little tidbit for us to make them want to go sign up.
I know. And so many people can't figure out how I ever aligned the chakras with the law. And I'll tell you what, it was a divinely inspired gift that I received one day that, you know, as I worked for the past 3 years as a legal coach and attorney, I've worked with hundreds of entrepreneurs. And at the beginning, it became really clear to me that there was an order in which people might want to take legal steps to make sense for their business, right? Because when you're just starting out with an online business, you have no idea where to begin. Like, do you need an LLC now, or should you trademark? Like, you have no idea what to do. So each steps kind of came forward. And as I noticed, the steps that made sense to take in the right order, they aligned perfectly with the seven chakras. So for each of the seven steps, it aligns with the chakras. So just to give you a few examples, the first step is most entrepreneurs have a website, and the very first base level of protection that I typically recommend that they take is that they have a website disclaimer up on their website. And that is a base layer of legal protection to let people know really clearly what it is that you do and what it is that you don't do. So people viewing your site or reading your blog post don't get confused and come after you or apply what you wrote in a wrong way and harm themselves and then come after you. So the website disclaimer is just your really basic form of legal protection. So I align it with the root chakra because the root chakra is designed and affiliated with parts, concepts like feeling safe and secure in the world. And until you feel safe and secure, you really can't go out and share your message because you're terrified that you're exposed or that someone will come after you. So the first step is website disclaimer aligning with the root chakra. And then after that, usually a lot of entrepreneurs, when they're starting out, will work one-on-one with clients. So my recommendation is that they then have a one-on-one client agreement, and that I equate to their sacral chakra, which is affiliated with things like money and sex and power and all the good, juicy things that are related to our bodies and our lives. And that aligns with your client agreement because you want to make sure that you're protecting your money and you're protecting your creativity of your programs and your communication by setting forth all of your policies in that written agreement. So, Mama Shar, those are just two examples of the first chakra aligning with the website disclaimer and the second chakra aligning with the client agreement. And we just go all the way up to step seven in the crown chakra, which happens to be trademark. So that's a sneak peek as to what I'll be talking about, how the law supports you in practical ways to protect your business, but also supports your chakras at every single level of your chakra.
That is phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. I tell you,
well, it's
my
certainly
husband
unique,
had,
isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, because I'm sitting here, again, you know, it has been decades since I was paid to be in a legal profession, okay? But there's some things that you just don't forget, you know, that, and I'm very passionate about the law. You know, it's like I even get on my soapbox for Facebook people that do not check things, articles, before they spread them. So propaganda to me is like truth is very important to me. So I'm sitting here thinking about the root chakra and how you tied it into everything, and it's like, yeah, I can see that. I can really see
mm-hmm.
that. So thank
mm-hmm.
you for that. That is awesome, awesome. Because I would
thank
have never
you.
Ever again put that together. And what I know also, my husband had a neurological problem, so I learned to study EEG, right? And so
oh,
I understand
yeah.
chakras by
mm-hmm.
electrical transmission through our body. So I'm sitting here putting all this together, and it's just like a big light bulb goes off. So
oh,
thank you for that.
I'm so glad to hear that.
I have to agree. Amanda Cook wrote something about you that, you know, now that I've been on this interview with you, I have to say kudos to Amanda Cook and amen, because she wrote, she did a podcast with you, and she wrote, "It was refreshing talking with Lisa because she moves the legal world from an intimidating, fear-based approach to a supporting, holistic element of our growing business." And that, my baby girl, you have done today on this show.
Aww.
So I just have to say amen and kudos for Amanda for picking that up, for sure. And I was dabbling over on your website because I do research before I promote. And on lisafraley.com, that's LISAFRALEY.com, you have got so much information over there that it's just really what you've said today scratches the surface of what's on free to your website. I can't even imagine your programs. But if you could say, taking all this valuable information you've got over there on your website, could you hone it down to one good nugget that you would want someone to take away?
Of course. Of course. And thank you for checking out my website and taking a look at that, Mama Shar. I love that you are so, you so beautifully invite people to join you on the show. And you really do research and take the care to learn about them before sharing them with your guests and I, or with your audience. And I really appreciate that and honor you for that, Mama Shar. And the one piece of advice I would have for everyone is no matter where you are in your business, whether you're brand new, whether you've been established and working in your business for years and like are horrified you don't have any legal steps in place, like I just invite you to be really open to taking a look at what steps you might need to put into place for yourself based on where you are right now. You don't need everything all at once. You just need what you need right now, and then the rest can wait. Like, everyone has limited resources of time and energy and money. And, you know, what I care about the most and my mission and my passion is helping people to put in place what they need now. And the best advice I can give you is just not to be afraid of the law, just to recognize and understand that it's there to be a support to your business, to help protect your business as you grow. And just to really provide safe, compassionate containers so that you can have your contracts and policies all written out. And in fact, Mama Shar, I'd love to share with everyone that I have a free legal call coming up on September 2nd that actually will give everyone a free refund policy. So that's a really great place to start, is to just get a free refund policy right up on your website or up on your in your client agreement. And make sure that it's written in a really clear and safe, secure, strong way so that you're protecting your income. And if people want more information about that, they can just go to lisafraley.com/refund policy. But it's a free call and a free refund policy, and everyone's welcome to join.
All right, and tell me again, September 2nd, you said?
Yep, September 2nd. Yes, it's 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific. It's Lisa Fraley, FRAELEY.com/refund policy. And you can go there and sign up for the call and then join us on September 2nd, and you'll get a free refund policy that on the call will be personalizing for your business.
Well, woo-hoo! I don't know about you guys, but I love free. And when it's covering my behind and it's free, I like it even better. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's exactly right.
Awesome.
Yes, I'll also be touching on some of those other seven chakras and those legal documents, too. So that's perfect.
Awesome. Well, I know that over on your website, you have a seven-step legal protection system also. So is this seven-step legal the same thing as the seven chakras?
Yeah, it's actually all part of my program called Get Legally Covered So You Can Go Bare. And I'll be talking about that a little bit during the free call. But if people want information about that, that actually gives you all of the legal documents that you need to connect to the chakras. And that's at lisafraley.com/go-bare. Because when you get legally covered and legally protected, you feel safe and secure to be able to show up in the world and play big and go bare and really, you know, share your gifts with the world without fear or worry. So I put them all together in one course, and we'll be talking about that soon, too.
Okay, get legally covered, go bare.
Yeah, just lisafraley.com/go-bare.
I like that. All right. Well, I know that I'm going to meet you person to person October 23rd in Seattle, Washington, so I'm excited about that. I'm very excited about that. You know, so I want to thank you for being here. Is there anything else you want to share with us that you want anyone to know?
No, Mama Shar, I just want to thank you so much for inviting me and just allowing me to share part of why it's so important to get legally covered, because you give so much love and support to everyone who comes into contact with you. I know that through the many Facebook groups that we're in, and I can't wait to see you at the Be Great conference. So thank you for inviting me to share this with you today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, baby girl, for coming on, and I look forward to seeing you, but I'll be talking to you soon.
You too. Thank you so much.
Okay. Be
legal blessed. Love. Bye.
All right. Good day. All right. There you have it. Lisa Fraley. That's LisaFraeley.com. Go over there. Get your free refund policy. legally laid out, y'all, free. Now, you're entrepreneurs. You know there's always going to be someone that buys your program that doesn't open your emails, that comes back and says they didn't get anything out of the program. And what some people may not realize is that there's tracking software to know that they didn't open the emails. So when you have to defend your actions and you know that you have nothing, you've done nothing wrong, you've provided a quality program, this is going to help you, the free refund policy. All right? Put it on there. If you have a free refund policy already in place and you want to check it against this, it's free. Get it. Get it. Again, that's over at Lisa Freely, and that's LISAFRALEY.com/refund policy. Go over there and get that. She's having a work webinar September 2nd. It's free, too. So, I mean, who doesn't like legally covering your behind and free, y'all? So go over there and get it. She's also got Get Legally Covered, Go There. That's Lisa Freely at LISAFRALEY.com/go-bare, B-A-R-E. So you guys, go get it. It's free. It's legal. It protects you. There's nothing left to lose for you. Click on Lisa Freely's website. All right, y'all. Well, that's all I've got going on today. I look forward to you guys listening in and commenting. I always welcome your comments over at MamaShar.com. We're still doing the hashtag AskMamaShar. I'm very active on Twitter at MamaShar Blessed. I'm doing Periscope at MamaShar Blessed. I'm pretty much like a flea in a dog pound. I'm just going wherever I can to get the word out. Just celebrated my 64th birthday yesterday. Whoop! If I had known being this old was so much fun, I'd done it sooner. But I can't tell y'all how much you mean to me. Your cards, your blessings, your kind words are kind of overwhelming at times. So just know what I do for you. So remember two things: love God first. Second, love your neighbor as yourself. Y'all be safe and y'all be blessed. Good day.